News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Hibbing Public Utilities is issuing a notice after sampling showed elevated lead levels in some homes and buildings. The potential source of the lead has been identified as lead service lines to individual homes and other buildings. Elliot Dixon, the utility's communications director, says his office has tested more than half the homes in Hibbing for lead service lines over the past 2 years.
We've gotten through inspections on just over 3,300 homes, but there are still approximately 2,300, I want to say, that still haven't had these inspections performed. And they're super simple. They're at no cost to our residents.
Service and plumbing lines and fixtures can dissolve or break off into the water. Boiling water does not reduce the amount of lead in the water, but flushing cold water can help reduce the amount of lead. Using a lead-certified filter for water, as well as cleaning the faucet screen or aerator, can also reduce the amount of lead. The Environmental Protection Agency's action level for lead is 15 parts per billion. Of the 29 samples Hibbing collected from June through September, more than 10% were at least twice the action level. Exposure to lead in drinking water can cause serious health effects in all age groups, especially pregnant people, infants, and young children. Lead's health effects to children and infants include new or worsened learning and behavior problems and decreases in IQ and attention span. Hibbing Public Utilities says other potential sources of lead include air, soil, and paint, and not every property that receives drinking water from them has lead in their drinking water. Hibbing Public Utilities is offering free water testing and is committed to securing more than $2 million to fund lead service line replacements through 2027, according to our release. Wednesday marked the last time 15-year-old Nevaeh Kingbird of Bemidji was seen by her family and friends in 4 years. Late October brings a harrowing reminder of an even older missing persons case, 17-year-old Jeremy Jourdain, who was last seen at a Halloween party in 2016. Both Indigenous teens disappeared from Bemidji's Namur area, and the cases are still unsolved. Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women 218 will host a candlelit vigil 5 p.m. Saturday near the Paul Bunyan and Babe statues in Bemidji. Bemidji Police Chief Mike Maston says with the fall season upon us and the Minnesota deer seasons approaching, his department reminds everyone to remain watchful and vigilant while outdoors and to report any suspicious activity or property immediately. Nevaeh Kingbird was last seen October 22, 2021, wearing either a black zip-up hoodie or a red sweatshirt with a bull logo, with blue skinny-style jeans, a white undershirt, and black and red Nike slide sandals. Jeremy Jourdain's last clothing description included a blue and gray hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black and white Air Jordans. Partnering with Minnesota's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office, rewards of up to $10,000 will be offered for tips that provide specific and actionable information that advances the investigations. Minnesota's U.S. Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar voted to pass the bipartisan Lake Winnipegoshish Land Exchange Act out of the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee on Tuesday. The legislation will exchange about 37 acres from Bowen Lodge for 17.5 acres managed by the U.S. Forest Service and the Chippewa National Forest. The bill is sponsored by Representative Pete Stauber of the 8th District and has already passed in the House. Lake Winnie is located in the Chippewa National Forest and is home to Bowen Lodge. Currently, Bowen Lodge has a 20-year agreement with the Forest Service to lease acreage along the shoreline of the lake. The bill would facilitate a land exchange to provide the lodge permanent access to the lakeshore and marina. In exchange, Bowen Lodge would convey nearby acreage that would be then added to the National Forest. In a news release, Klobuchar describes the transfer as a win for Itasca County residents, public lands, and Minnesota's outdoor recreation economy. The Esko girls soccer team is headed to the state semifinals next week after securing a 4-1 victory Wednesday night over St. Croix Prep at White Bear Lake. Number 4 Esko moves on to face top-seeded and defending Class A champion Providence Academy on October 29th at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.